Navy Captain Scott Tingle has a long resume. The Randolph native graduated from UMass Dartmouth with a bachelor's in mechanical engineering, along with a master's in engineering, fluid, and propulsion from Purdue. He's flown 48 different aircraft, over 4,000 hours, along with 54 combat missions. And in a little more than 2 weeks, he'll add to that resume as he and a crew of astronauts fly to the International Space Station. Joining us now is Captain Scott Tingle. Captain Tingle, thank you for speaking to WBUR.
Oh, anytime. It's my pleasure.
So, Captain, you are scheduled to blast off on December 17th for a four-month mission aboard the International Space Station. What's going to be the main focus of your work?
Well, the main focus of the work will be operations and science for the International Space Station. Being a national laboratory, we have to make it safe to operate and to live in, which means we need good systems, we need good life support systems, good water, good air, things like that. But we got to make it worthwhile, and we got to get the research done. So we, at any given time, there's 250 experiments that are happening up there, so we'll be filling our time working those and preparing for a couple of EVAs, hopefully.
Since you were selected for astronaut training, we've learned more about what extended periods in zero gravity can do to the human body. Have you received any guidance, any advice on what to expect both in space and once you return to the ground?
Well, the big thing that we all notice right off the bat is the fluid shift. So we all prepare for that and try to keep our bodies in good shape. But we expect to get up there and have kind of a fluid shift with extra pressures maybe going up towards our head and spreading out around our body. So we work with that by working out a little bit and trying to eat right, and eventually it subsides a little bit. So we're prepared for that. Another big thing that we're looking at is elongation of the spine. Because we don't have gravity from the Earth pulling our bodies together, they tend to stretch out and you get a little bit taller. I'm kind of a short guy, 5'5", so this is going to be the first time I'm going to be over 5'6", and I'm getting pretty excited about that.
Are there any health impacts from that, or is that a good thing for your driver's license?
We haven't seen a whole lot of health impacts due to the spinal elongation. It goes back to normal when we get back to Earth, but we are studying it because, like you just implied with your question, that when things change like that, there's got to be something going on somewhere. So we want to get smarter and smarter on it. Eventually, we're going to be doing long, long duration flights, such as to Mars, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years. And we want to make sure we know everything that we can know.
I know you've wanted to be an astronaut since you were a kid. You know, knowing that you are this close to going to space for the first time, how are you handling the anticipation?
You know, it's I kind of equate it towards being on the aircraft carrier. When you're working really hard and you're getting ready to fly off the ship and go do your mission, you're very tired when you get there, but you did all your work, you're confident. And then all of a sudden you realize, ooh, it's time to go. And then you're wondering if you're going to remember everything. And then the catapult fires and you head off into your mission and everything works just like clockwork. So I'm kind of at that phase now where I'm just kind of getting ready to go. I'm getting suited up. I'm finishing training here. And I think in the next day or two, I'm going to start getting really excited because it's going to be time to put on the spacesuit and light the candle.
Captain Scott Tingle will blast off for the International Space Station on December 17th. Captain Tingle, thank you for speaking to WBUR.
Thank you.